pay appearance fees to any of the aircraft to come, we've got to find some reasons to make it fun for them. And the flower bombing seemed to be sort of a fun kind of a thing we do over at Allen Cortman so that the FAA doesn't get heartburn over here. So just for kicks and grins, we decided to make it the International World Championship Flower Bombing Competition. Nobody else is claiming a world championship, so the trophy that I made for last year went to Steve Neuer, and his plaque reads World Champion.
All right.
So why not? You know, you got to have something to make it amusing, to make it fun. If you don't have money to just barely buy gas, you know, for people, you got to find ways to make it fun for them. So we're trying to find ways to make it fun. First Saturday, and it was so successful last year that vendors are already starting to hit the Chamber of Commerce wanting to buy space and wanting to get premium space. So our problem is developed away from trying to find vendors and trying to find things to make it successful over to now we're controlling it.
You find your vendors are more food or?
Linda would have to. I try to stay out of that. Jim, do you have anything that we need to do different this year or plan different?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they're still planning on the canteen show Friday night. So, went over well last year.
Skip's already agreed to let the hangar again for that. And we'll take that maybe up one more level as far as decoration and advertising a little more.
I think the number of cars is going to increase.
You can't. You don't know where to put them.
That's where I was headed. I mean, it's
no.
The desire to come to the car show is going to increase.
It's going to be better controlled next year because this year we allowed the car people to try to monitor their own lines. And they did a terrible job of it. And what was happening is we'd have the line up, so one guy would come in and he'd want to park on the end, so he'd pull out here and get out and move the cones over. The next guy would come in, he'd pull out and get out and move the cones over. So all of a sudden, before I even realized what was going on, and of course these guys all, well, I didn't do that. Before we knew it, we'd lost one whole row of parking. So fortunately, we were very fortunate that more airplanes didn't show up or we would have nowhere to park them because of the car guys not being able to marshal their own line. So they're not allowed to be marshaled their line next year. They will be able to marshal their lines on the other end. But where the line between the cars and the aircraft is, we're going to take over that and we're going to marshal that. And there will be somebody sitting there with a 50 caliber machine gun. Okay. And the first car guy that's a joke, folks. Maybe a paintball gun. The first guy that tries to move a cone is going to be
paintball
task on it. Yeah.
Do you just cut the cars off when there's no more room for them? Sorry, you can't come in?
Exactly. If there's no room, there's no room.
And the trailers is a big thing from experience. People bring their cars in and sweet cars. I mean, very nice cars.
Yeah, right.
They bring them in on trailers, and then it's hard to get it turned, and the turning radius is with a big truck and the trailer.
With parking trailers, that really didn't become much of an issue last year because the parking trailers, Jim allowed them to open the door
and the gate
down there and park the cars down on the grass down where the construction materials were stored before, and that worked out fine except for a couple of people that were...
That didn't take the door. They didn't take door
number
one. A
couple people that weren't very smart and tried to go around the other side, but that's going to be better marshaled. Now, each year you learn a few things like this, and the biggest thing we learned this year was that we've got to add some assistance to the car guys as far as assistance with their marshaling abilities. They're used to having, you know, like a big parking lot or something, and they don't have any of these issues. So we're going to expand a little bit on helping control that interface between the cars. Instead of letting them do that, let them only interface out here where it doesn't matter.
The reason I say that there's probably going to be more cars is from the year that we had it on the grass to the vibrations that you hear since it went on the hard surface has been very positive.
Yeah, but nobody wants to be on the grass. So, we just tell Denny and John that just advertise, get here early. Parking's limited. If you're not here, it's going to be cut off when we run out of space. We're not going to take it quite as far.
Are we going to advertise the number? Like how many cars we
I
have last